This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Justice Department has switched sides in an argument before the Supreme Court on a controversial case focusing on discrimination against gays. The government is now arguing that the Colorado baker's refusal to make a cake for a gay wedding is a form of expression and he cannot be compelled to use his talents for something that conflicts with his religious beliefs. Federal appeals court ruled that 24,000 vetted refugees may enter the country while the Supreme Court weighs the policy's legality. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco said the government had cherry-picked sections of federal immigration law to exclude aliens who should be able to enter the U.S. while the case is pending. The appeals court also said the government has misconstrued the Supreme Court's guidance over which refugees could be excluded as the litigation proceeds. Israeli Prime Minister's wife is being indicted over misuse of public funds involving food orders that bypassed the resident's kitchen. Spain's Constitutional Court moved to block Catalonia from holding a referendum on separating from Spain, prompting vows from regional officials to push ahead with the vote in defiance of the ruling. New Mexico sued several major pharmaceutical companies and wholesale drug distributors, arguing the corporations are partly to blame for rampant opioid addiction rates in the state. Amazon says it wants to open a second headquarters somewhere in the country that might employ 50,000 workers, while indicating its requirements, cities like Dallas and Chicago have already jumped into the bidding war. Islanders on the Hawaiian island of Molokai have forced another upscale developer to put the 55,000-acre Molokai Ranch up for sale, having protested by posting signs against the plan, voicing dissent at planning meetings, and establishing a resistance camp near the development site and refusing zoning approval for development plans. In 2016, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that hurricanes currently cause about $28 billion of damage on average annually. But those costs are projected to rise 40% between now and 2075 after adjusting for inflation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.